Somebody stole my dog, and I'm wondering if anyone's seen him.
Somebody stole his dog and rascal around town to see if anybody seen him.
He ain't an ordinary dog, he does a crazy trick while other dogs are playing dead. He's putting on the red, so we're handing out flyers to see if anyone knows or if anybody seen a dog wearing clothes.
His name is Tucker, and he's got an attitude.
Unlike other dogs, he don't go around in the news. He wears his V-neck tees and he's out of jeans.
He weighs 300 pounds when he's wearing his bling.
Hey, Rhett, isn't that Professor Mac?
I think so. Hey, yo, Professor Mac, come over here.
Hello boys, it's I, Professor Mac, and I figured out a way you can get your dog back. I watched your web show and I heard about your problems, and I've got a new invention that'll help you to solve it. It's called the Animalized Smoke Emission Tubule. It's kinda hard to pronounce, yeah, it's really a mouthful, but to whoever stole your dog, it'll help you lay the blame, and all you need is a name.
A name?
That's correct! A name is all you need, and whoever took your dog will be sorry they did the deed. If you say the name out loud, the tubule will track them down, and before you can blink, you're reunited with your hound.
I forgot to mention, the name's gotta be one of three: Billy, Ray, Billy, Ron, and lastly, Smitty.
But what if the dog Mapper has a different name, such as Charles or John or maybe even Wayne?
If that's the case, then I guess you're out of luck, and maybe my tubule is just a piece of junk, but you can keep it anyway, and it might come in handy if the dog Mapper's name doesn't turn out to be something like Randy.